What are you doing?
So why do you what changed your belief then?
What, you weren't recording this before?
Yeah, but this is part two.
Oh, part two. My aching foot.
So what changed your?
You want me to tell a pack of BB
no,
story?
No, you already, I already got the pack of BB okay, story.
Well, the fact that he didn't care enough or didn't seem to care enough.
He's an almighty being. Why give a rat's ass about you?
Because he said he did.
He lied.
Well, if he lied, then everything else he says is a lie.
Exactly.
But I don't believe that. I just felt that it wasn't
so
important
why would
enough
this,
for him to take
why
care
would,
of it.
Why would he help you with anything? If he's not going to help you with the BBs, why would he help you with anything else, like getting a loan to a house or a car or a nice job or finding the love of your that you were supposed to be with? Why?
I found you instead. That's a great consolation prize.
Oh, I'm a consolation prize. Oh, that makes me feel good.
I'd rather walk out the door with you than anything else.
But this isn't about me.
I know. But you asked.
So, I'm just trying to figure out. I just don't get it. I just don't get it.
You know, I think that basically we're not supposed to get it.
I'm angry.
Until the end.
I don't want to wait that long.
I don't either. I don't like waiting for answers. Because God says, ask and I shall tell you.
Yeah, and you asked.
Well, why are you waiting? What? And the Holy Spirit says, or Jesus says, the Holy Spirit shall be that quiet little voice in the back of your head. And I tell God all the time, I don't want you to be a quiet little voice. Get down here and talk to me face to face. If I mean that much to you, talk to me.
You don't.
Don't whisper in my ear. I can't hear you. There's so much other shit going on in the world.
You know why you can't hear? Because you're a sinner, and you haven't repented of your sins.
Not all of them. I'm sure I've got a couple left out there.
See? And then Christians will tell you, there's a reason why you can't hear God. It's because you've got sin, unrepented sin, and you're not obeying God's law.
Well, you said I meant something to you, so come on down here and talk to me. Stop acting like us. And stop getting mad because we act like you.
Oh, like father, like child.
Yes. Well, you've got sin in your life, so I don't want to talk to you. Go to your room. What? You get mad when we don't forgive and forget one another or forget their sins. But yet you do that to us. You get mad at us and won't talk to us.
Because you have you have unrepented sin.
So what you're saying is it's okay for God, but it's not okay for us?
Yes.
You're acting the same way you tell us not to act. So I don't understand that.
Well, duh, welcome to my world. It's just one of the many things that I'm, you know, wrestling in my head with. Because you just got done saying you didn't mean enough to him to find
that pack of BBs?
Yeah.
No,
so
I don't
why
think
would
that
you
matter?
Yeah. Why would anything else matter? Why would your life matter of getting a house and a car and your necessities? Why would it matter? To him, it's the equivalent of a box of BBs. He's God.
He said he'd take care of our needs, not our wants.
You don't need a house.
Yes, we do. We need a house.
You can have, there's a tree.
No, yeah, we can build a house out of it.
There you go. You got family. They let you live there under Topa.
Only if they let you live there too, baby.
That's what I mean. It's like, why would God care? He's God. He's this all-powerful genie in the bottle.
He said he created us to fellowship with him.
That's the only reason, because he is a narcissist.
Well, if he did that, then that must mean that we care, or he cares about us, not the pack of BBs. Because BBs are not
important. He cares about
us
because we're supposed to worship him.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah.
Here's your cookie.
Yeah. Have we resolved anything?
No.
Really. We're still struggling with life.
Always.